WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Fun Friday. Fun Friday on WBSM, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get the best $5 lunch around, two hot dogs, chips, and a drink for just $5 each and every day at D's Hot Dogs on Tarkiln Hill Road in New Bedford. Ooh, I got it that time. And today's Fun Friday question is, what is your hobby? And we've been getting some interesting responses. We've got a call on the line. We're going to go to that in a second. But we're getting some stuff sent in on app chat. We're getting some stuff posted on our Facebook page. We put out a video. I try to put out a video each week. And we have a great graphic, thanks to Kristen as well. Bill Prince says playing guitar is his hobby, and he's very good at it. Also, Jeff says that his hobby is that he grows bonsai and he builds and collects edge tools, and he's done a limited amount of leather work over the years, but hasn't been at that in years. And you know, those are all, I would think, you know, very relaxing hobbies, things that help you kind of calm and center yourself. And that's what a good hobby should do. It should give you, something that you can do that takes your mind off the other things that give you stress. Your hobby shouldn't be something that gives you stress. That's why when people say, oh, my hobby is golf, I'm like, well, are you good at it? Do you get frustrated with it? Is it really a hobby if you get mad at yourself while you go out there and play it? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. I was involved in post-crossing for about 4 years, from 2017 to 2021. But then it got real expensive. And also, the more you did, the more they sent you addresses of people all over the world to write these postcards to. But a lot of people join this. It's huge.
I would say, can you explain it a little bit about what it's all about?
Well, post-crossing is sending postcards to people all over this country and also in the world. It's an organization, and you can sign up for it. And my daughter was doing it, and so she had set up a whole thing for me to do, a profile and everything. And people, young, middle-aged, old people do it. It's amazing. I still have, from this, doing this, I still have pen pals that I write to in Australia, Germany. I've met my two friends, one in New Jersey, one in Fairfax, Virginia, that I'm pen pals with. I have one in Mississippi and one in Florida that has my first name and my middle name. We both have the same name, so we decided to keep writing. And she's in Pensacola, Florida, where they got all that snow this year, which was so unusual for them. But that's a really fun hobby. It's just, you have to have the time to do it. And like when I started, I had five people to write to. They would give you five addresses. And but as you keep writing, you keep sending people's addresses to the people, then they give you more. And I was up to like 27 people in a month, and it just got to be too time consuming with my job. And it got very expensive because international postage is very expensive through the mail. Oh, and I have a pen pal in Taiwan as well, and I still write to her. So it's very educational. It's very interesting. You get to know the nicest people ever and know their cultures and learn a lot of different things that you might not have known otherwise. I like to read books a lot, so I read all the time when I have time on my hands. I'm reading a book right now called Signs by Laura Lynn Jackson, and it's amazing. Stephanie, I'm sure, has read this book. It's really fantastic. But anyway, so those are things I like to do. And you talked about metal detecting. Well, I don't know if you remember or not, but back in 2020, we had a huge drought where it didn't rain until like October. And the pond, half of Buttonwood Park Pond, it actually diminished. It was gone. It dried up. So you could walk halfway in on top of that pond. And I had a vacation the first week of October, and I decided to walk up there and just take a walk. There were two young guys with metal detectors, and they were busily working. It was so fascinating to watch them. One of them came up with an old metal shoe buckle, and that was really interesting to see that. And they pulled out all kinds of bottles, knee-high type of bottles. I guess that was a soda back in the day.
Yeah.
Or something like, they had all these, and they still had the label on it. It was amazing. They gave me a couple of those. They pulled out a lot of the little metal things that go on top of the roof of the warming house so that when it snowed, the snow wouldn't, when it accumulated, it wouldn't come down onto people if they're walking around the building. They found tons of those in there, and they found a big spoon, metal spoon that you would serve things with. And so he said to me, do you want this? I said, sure, I'll take it. And I brought it home, washed it up, and I use it to this day. It's really interesting, the things that they found over there.
And you know, that's a thing that kind of, you know, keeps history alive. And I know that sounds kind of trite to say, but like that really does, because instead of being these like major items that would want to be preserved, it's the everyday things. It's the stuff that, you know, you and I would have had in our homes. It's not the collectible artwork or, you know, the important documents. It's just the everyday routine stuff. And that's what really connects us to the past.
Oh, absolutely. I found it fascinating. I mean, I was there for hours with them, asking them all kinds of questions, where they've been, what is the most unusual thing they've found. You know, it was just really fun. And they were really, like, especially one of them, he was a talker. He was very open. The other one was more extroverted. So he just went back to his work. But it was really great. And I actually found a bottle, because it was so low and all everything, you could even find, there were clams in there. I found these shells that were like these big type of mussel shells. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that they were in fresh water like
that. Yeah, freshwater clams. But
I didn't know that. And I brought a couple of those home that I have to this day with my shells. But I found it was a glass bottle that, it was a nip bottle, you know, back in the day before they did plastic. And it was intact with the alcohol in it, the liqueur. I think I opened it up and I poured it out, but it smelled like coffee brandy or something of that nature. And I use it now I have it on one of my tables with a little peacock feather in it. And it's amazing because the thing, you know, someone must have thrown it in there years ago and it never hit a rock or anything. It just landed on the sand and it stayed like that forever. The label was off of it, but it was a very unusual, kind of like a genie-shaped bottle almost, I want to say, with a long neck and all. So I kept it. I said, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, if there has to be a drought, at least you can take advantage to find a little bit of history there.
Well, it was amazing because a lot of people were walking on top of the pond, and it was like, you know, who does this? I don't know if this has ever happened before when this pond has been, but I know I have pictures from Spinner of kids in the 40s actually, they're swimming in the pond. They're actually playing in the pond and, you know, all around in the water. It's not that deep, but they're in the pond because back in those days, they allowed people to, you know, you could do everything. You know, nobody thought of germs or any kinds of things that might be wrong, you know, that you could get by doing these things. You know, you just did everything and nobody thought anything of it. You know, no seatbelts, nothing. You could do everything you wanted to do, basically. There wasn't any real rules or regulations.
Sure.
For the most part.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, one more thing. I went to Dee's. It was on Monday. I had the day off and I did laundry. I said, well, you know, I've got some errands to do. I'm going up there. It was a beautiful day. The line was a mile long to the front of the building there. And but I waited. It was a gorgeous day. I didn't have a lot to do, really, that was time pressing. And I ended up trying three hot dogs. I had the one with all the works, but I also had to put French fried onion rings on it, you know, crushed up. I love that. I absolutely love that. If I was like you and I was going to make up a hot dog of some kind with my own signature thing, I would do those French fried onion rings on it. That was delicious. I never thought I'd like it, but it was delicious. And I had the Reuben, which I love Reubens anyway. I love, and their sauerkraut was really nice and white. It was beautiful sauerkraut. And I'm not a big Coney lover. I had the Coney sauce and cheese hot dog, and I wasn't a big fan of that. It just wasn't my thing. But I had that, and I had a drink, you know, a Snapple. So, and I sat at the pink bench, and there were tons of people all around. We just watched the traffic go by and ate your hot dogs, and it was delicious. It was really good. And there, it's cash only. If people go there, you know, they have an right. ATM machine. So, but that's what they only, that's what they take, which was all right with me. That's what I had on me. And, but it was nice. It was just a spur of the moment thing, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for sharing, and I will probably see you down there at D's someday.
You might just see me tonight, too, because I'm supposed to get together with my boyfriend, and we haven't seen each other for a little while, so I kind of talked him into going down there because I really want to see Stephanie, too.
Well,
so,
she'll be so there.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to going to, because, you know, I'm into all that stuff. I love that, and I love all your stories of your ghost stories, and I love all that. I love to hear all that stuff, so... So you'll probably see me tonight.
All right. We'll see you then. Have a good day.
Oh, you too now. Thanks. Bye.
And and by the way, all the stories I'll be telling tonight at Stevie's, and probably just a couple because I don't want to keep people from being able to get readings with Stephanie if that's what they want to do. But I will tell my favorite story, which you'll have to come to hear it and find out which one it is. And they'll all be true stories. So these aren't just legends. These are true, actual stories, and a lot of them involve places that I've gone to and investigated myself. So we'll be doing this from 5 to 7 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, 115 Huddleston Avenue, halfway to Halloween. Ghost stories with me, psychic readings with Stephanie, samples of vodka, rum, scotch, tequila, a little bit of everything. Tom and Bob will be there helping to pour out the samples and telling you about all these spirits. And, oh, man, it's going to be a great time. 5 to 7 at Stevie's Wine Spirits. Come on down. Even if you're not going to partake in the sampling, just come on by and say hi. Walk around and see what else they have. You're bound to find something that'll make your weekend a little bit better at Stevie's. All right, let me take a break here because it is time for our first Money Talks Cash Code of the Day of our final day of the contest. So there's only 10 codes left. And here's the first one. And welcome back in. It is Fun Friday here on WBSM, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And we are getting some great responses. Cheryl says her hobby is painting stones. That's our question today. What is your hobby? Cheryl said her hobby is painting stones, and she sent some photos of a couple examples. Beautiful work, Cheryl. Great job. And I can't imagine it's really easy to paint stone. So even more impressive. Also got an app chat message from Dave, who says another hobby I'm intrigued with is magnet fishing. What's on the bottom of Clark's Cove? Treasure? Probably not, but it seems interesting. Yeah, I don't like fishing because the fish always outsmart me. So I used to take my son when he was little, and we lived in a pond, and we used to go over there and fish. He was really good at it. We didn't bring anything home. We always just let it go after we caught it. It was mostly just sunfish anyway. But we liked to go just because it was fun to go out there and spend time together. And, you know, it was relaxing and quiet. But I don't like the fact that I don't catch anything. He's good at it. I'm not. But magnet fishing intrigues me because you're not trying to catch the fish. You're trying to find treasure. And I'm all about that. So I don't know, maybe I will do that. I mean, I don't have access to a boat, but there's probably some places I could go, you know, off a pier, off a bridge, who knows, but it might be worth giving it a try. I mean, what's the investment? You don't need a serious fishing pole unless you're going to be pulling up something really heavy, right? We got to go to the news in a moment. Let me take a quick call before we do that. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Yeah, you corrected what I was just going to try to correct for you. You went on fishing, but magnet fishing is a different animal. But I've seen the videos on it, and that looks fun.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that it's the same kind of thing. Like when you're pulling up a fish, you're like, what did I catch? What did I catch? And kind of the same thing when you're pulling up something with the magnet. You have no idea what it's going to be, that anticipation, that thrill of the hunt.
Yeah, you got to imagine, you know, you're living in Chicago and you start throwing magnets over the bridges and you find all kind of weapons.
Oh, yeah, there's Al Capone's Tommy gun.
Yeah, right. And you actually, there's YouTube channels about it where the guys will be like, yeah, we had to call the police because we pulled up this. And we just want to keep it, you know. Crazy stuff. When you were talking about the rabbit that they found in at Pope's Park in Acushnet.
Yeah, the baby rabbits in a little nest.
Baby rabbits. I got a funny story about the Zeitarian. I worked there for 20 years, but you're working up on the grid. The grid is the section above the stage area where all the flies and drops and everything would be in. Mm-hmm. But you'd have to have somebody climb up there to be able to operate it, to be able to load the counterweight system. But make a long story short, I'd be climbing up the steps, walking up the steps, get up on the roof of the Z, go over to get up on another set of steps to get up to the grid, and 99% of the time there'd be a seagull nest right underneath that bottom step. And if you weren't careful, you'd get attacked, literally, because, you know, especially when there are eggs in there. So that was interesting. That just kind of triggered that memory for me.
What would they do, like sneak in during load-in, like come in from the side door there?
No, this is out. You'd have to get up on the grid. You have to climb up onto the roof, walk across the roof, and then walk up on the outside of that of the grid, and then open a door, and then go inside above the stage.
So that's where they would get into. They'd get in kind of the same way.
Just the steps would be on the outside of the building, like a fire escape sort of thing.
So the
seagulls would just make a nest underneath those cast iron steps.
So do you think the seagulls will still be there after the renovation? Do you think they'll still make their way in?
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, I think if that's the case, then we should be hitting them up for a donation.
They're the nest on the roof itself.
Okay. So on the outside. Anywhere. Okay.
Yeah, on the outside of the building. Yeah. So, but always an interesting thing.
Still squatting, though. They could still contribute. Yeah, they could still give something.
Right, yeah. Well, we can have eggs for breakfast anyways.
Would you eat a seagull egg?
Sure.
Well, it's all protein, I guess.
Why not? It can't be that bad.
Can't be any worse than ostrich egg.
Right, exactly. It's, hey, when you're hungry, you're hungry.
All right, well, thank you for the call. You have a good weekend.
Yep.
And we will take more of your calls. What is your hobby? That's today's Fun Friday question, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. Right now, though, we're going to go into the news and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Not a good start to the year for fast food restaurants. An escaped kangaroo has been captured in an unlikely spot, and reasons to celebrate in May.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Subway's footprint in the U.S. is declining, though it still remains the largest restaurant chain in America. The sandwich chain closed over 600 restaurants in 2024, leaving it with just 19,500 in the U.S. Subway's footprint has gradually declined since reaching its peak of 27,000 restaurant locations in 2015. The chain has struggled with growing competition, shifting consumer preferences, and restaurants generating lower average sales compared to its rivals. Meanwhile, McDonald's sales also dropping as customers pull back their spending due to economic uncertainty. In the U.S., same-store sales dropped 3.6% at the beginning of the year, marking the second consecutive quarter of declines. Net income for the first quarter was $1.87 billion, down from $1.93. The White House launching a new website called the White House Wire. The site expected to promote President Trump's agenda. Yesterday, it shared links to several social media posts from conservative outlets with headlines supportive of Trump and his policies. Its page, many say, has a similar look to the Drudge Report, which has served as a popular platform for years. The nominees for this year's Tony Awards are out, and they include some big names.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney is nominated for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in a Play for Good Night and Good Luck. Meanwhile, Stranger Things star Sadie Sink received a nomination for Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a Play, as did Succession star Sarah Snook. On the musical side, singer Nicole Scherzinger is nominated for Best Performance by a Leading Actress. The 78th Tony Awards are being held June 8th and will be hosted by Wicked star Cynthia Erivo. I'm Jacqueline Carl.
Republican lawmakers are planning to introduce legislation that would require age verification on app stores.
The App Store Accountability Act would require app stores to verify the ages of all users, signaling the latest congressional push to boost online safety for kids. If passed, the bill would mark a major change in the steps app stores will have to take before users can download apps. I'm Brian Shook.
A settlement has been reached between the city of Chicago and actor Jussie Smollett.
The former Empire star was convicted in 2021 for staging a racist and homophobic attack and then lying to police. Smollett's conviction was overturned by the Illinois Supreme Court in November. The city of Chicago filed a civil lawsuit in 2019 against the actor, claiming they spent $130,000 on overtime during the initial investigation. A status hearing involving the settlement is set for May 29th in federal court. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A kangaroo named Sheila is back home after she escaped from her enclosure and caused a minor car crash. Michael Kastner has more.
Sheila the kangaroo lives in Alabama. Patrick Starr, who runs Choctafala, the facility where Sheila lives, says he's really, really thankful that she was recaptured safely.
We were able to bring Sheila the kangaroo back home, and we didn't have any injuries. She's completely fine.
Sheila was seen hopping casually along I-85 on Tuesday. State troopers had to shut down the highway during their attempts to catch her.
Microsoft has announced significant price increases for the Xbox.
The company says market conditions are causing the increase. The consoles were made in China, and tariffs are making the parts more expensive. Some of the price increases include an $80 increase in the Xbox Series X. Some controllers will increase $5. First-party games will increase by $10, but the prices on other games will remain unchanged. I'm Brad Ford.
Sean Diddy Combs will stand trial after officially rejecting a plea deal in his federal sex trafficking case. A pretrial conference with a judge, federal prosecutors, and Combs' lawyers held yesterday in New York. The rapper and businessman arrested in September, charged with sex trafficking, transportation to engage in prostitution, and racketeering. He has denied the allegations. The trial set to start on Monday. We turned the calendar to May yesterday, and there's much to celebrate, as Bree Tennis tells us.
May doesn't just bring the promise of better weather. It's a month full of activities and celebrations. We'll watch 20 horses run for the roses in the Kentucky Derby, celebrate Star Wars Day on May the 4th, Cinco de Mayo, and Mother's Day, and lots of food days, including Shrimp Day and Chocolate Chip Day. And you can wash all that down on National Wine Day on the 25th. We'll wrap things up with Memorial Day and the start of barbecue season. It's going to be a great month.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Blue Jays over the Red Sox in Toronto last night, 4-2. The Sox head home to Fenway tonight, take on the Minnesota Twins at 7:10. And the Knicks beat the Pistons in Game 6 of their series last night, 116-113. The Celtics will host New York on Monday at the Garden.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We get some dry space in the afternoon, but we are watching out for a stray shower, even a possible pop-up thunderstorm this Friday evening, so keep that in mind as you head out the door for your plans. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
All right. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Today's Fun Friday question is, what is your hobby? Loretta in Seattle, she sent in the question. She wants to know, and if you have any suggestions for a Fun Friday question, you can always send those to me, tim@wbsm.com. Or you can send them via app chat message on the WBSM app. But I just like to have a conversation. It's a little bit different than the stuff you're going to talk about the rest of the time here on WBSM. And you're going to have something that's definitely different coming up in the 9 o'clock hour on South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Because joining Chris will be Maureen Boyle, the author of Shallow Graves and The Ghost. And as you know, she has experience covering a serial killer, not just writing the book, but actually being out there, boots on the ground as a reporter, covering the serial killer as it was happening. So she knows, she's familiar, she studied serial killers. And the question keeps coming up, is there a serial killer operating in New England right now? Law enforcement is telling us no. And Maureen is cautioning us to not leap to that conclusion, and she'll talk about it more in depth with Chris. But it made it all the way to Rolling Stone. She was quoted in Rolling Stone magazine recently. So this is something that's making national headlines, and she'll be here talking about it. So all of you who feel that this is something, call in, and you know you can talk with Maureen about it. Should be a fascinating discussion. I've got some stuff I've got to do here in the office, so I'll have to listen to it back on podcast afterwards. But I don't know. I might just have to have the radio on in the background as I'm doing some other stuff. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. My hobby is dog training.
Oh.
And, well, I actually go twice a week. I go to the Plymouth County Canine Club in Rochester, and they have training on Wednesday and Friday nights. And every 8 weeks, they have they start a new program, you know, a new class, rather. It's like, I think it's $120 for 8 weeks. And you bring your dog there, train him, you know, how to heal, sit, stay, stand for examination, things like that.
So you're training your own dog, not other people's dogs?
Oh, right. Yeah, my own dog. I have a standard poodle. And then you can take it a little further, and, like, I go to dog shows. I put them in competition in obedience. But some people go there just, you know, to keep training their dog, you know, and then you have a pretty well trained dog, and it's fun, you know, with people who also like dogs, you know. And I think it's a healthy sport, keeps you active, you know. You have to, you go there, you run around the room for 45 minutes or an hour, and you know, it's, you're bonding with your dog too, and it's open to all dogs. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, like a poodle or a German Shepherd. It can be mixed breeds, anything.
Yeah, my friend has a pet training business in Acushnet. Oh. And she has been training dogs her whole life and takes them to shows and everything. And she'll even teach. She teaches dogs to ride skateboards. I've seen them do it. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. MJ's Pet Training Academy in Acushnet.
Yeah, I've been there, too. I've been there on Tuesday nights. Yeah, I do actually go there maybe once or twice a month, and it's nice there, too. But usually I go to the Plymouth County one. That's at the Rochester Grange.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. If you can train the dog to host a radio show, let me know, because we could use some extra help on the weekends now that Paul's got his own show.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye now.
And that is our Fun Friday question. Fun Friday brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. What is your hobby?
Is your hobby trying to see how many hot dogs you can eat? Well, then these are the place to go because they've got great deals. It is pretty amazing the amount of different hobbies people can have. And for some people, they've got multiple. Some people like to put all their time and energy into one thing. Other people need to have variety. I used to like to draw when I was a kid. But I would never be able to see myself as, you know, that would be the only hobby that I had. I would also listen to music. I collected comic books, not just reading comic books, but like collecting them. And not collecting in a sense of you can go on eBay and get anything that you're missing. I'm talking like going to flea markets, looking through it. I loved going out and looking for books and my grandmother bringing me books and reading novels, reading all the, that was my whole thing is I wanted to read every Stephen King book, but nobody ever went to the bookstore and bought me one. I got a couple for my birthday one year and a couple for Christmas one year. But other than that, they all came from finding them at yard sales, finding them at flea markets. You know, so that became kind of a hobby, is not only reading the books, but acquiring them. You know, a lot of those kind of hobbies have been made, have been simplified by the internet. The internet has been great for hobbies, but it's also, you know, kind of taken away the joy of some others as well. I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will continue on talking with you. But again, 9 a.m., you're going to want to tune in. Maureen Boyle here with Chris. It's going to be fascinating. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, welcome back in. It is time now to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Doing all right. It's Friday, right? Even though it's a little rainy out, it's still the weekend. It's time to party.
People still got to eat, brother.
Absolutely.
I got nice steaks today. Terrace Major steaks. Looks like it's going to clear up, man. All right, it's not that bad outside.
No, the rain already stopped. The thunderstorms have rolled away. Now it's going to be good grilling weather to throw those steaks out there on the grill.
At least for today it is, yeah, man. Come on down. Come to get some tomahawks. I got porterhouses, T-bones. I got Terrace Major. I got the beautiful celebrity pork chops everybody runs here for. I got spare ribs. I got baby back ribs. I got everything. I got goat. I got Terrace Major. I got filet. I got wings. I got chicken breasts. I got chicken legs. I got scallops. I got whatever you want I have. Come down and get it, brother.
You know, let's talk a little bit about that Terrace Major. Tell people exactly what that is, because they might not be so familiar with that cut.
It's a trap of the cow, dude. It's, you know, it's like they call it the poor man's filet, because it's just as tender as a filet, and it's good stuff, brother. It's nice. It's stringy. It's just nice. It melts in your mouth, man. Can't say nothing else about it.
And of course, people can go down there. They can get it cut exactly the way they want it. It's not prepackaged. It's not wrapped up and put out for display. This is all cut fresh when people come in and ask for it.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it any better, brother. Yeah, I got it cut. I got it marinated. I got it. I'll cut it for you. I'll do whatever you want.
And I think everybody that comes down there, you know, they've got to try something different. You know, get what your favorite is, but also while you're there, order something that you haven't normally tried and give it a go, because they can also ask you the best way to prepare it. You know all the different ways to cook things up.
Yeah, you're not wrong there, man. Yeah, ask. I'll tell you.
Right.
Stew, grill, whatever you want. Stir fry, you can do whatever you want with anything, pretty much.
Well, our Fun Friday question today is I'm asking people what their hobbies are. I don't know if you even have any time for a hobby, Eric, but do you have any hobbies?
No, I got none, dude. I got nothing for you. All I do is work.
I was going to say, you're there all the time, but that's all right. Maybe they say do what you love, and you must love what you do because you're there a lot. So that becomes your hobby and your job all at the same time.
Okay, whatever you say. Anyway, listen, next week we're closing. You're talking about work. We're closed all week. We're going to close from Monday to the following Tuesday we'll be open. So I guess it's the 5th to the 12th, and we'll be open on the 13th.
All right. Well, then I guess we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
No, that's a week, bro. What do you mean 2 weeks? That sounds great. Oh, no, you're right. 2 weeks. I'm crazy.
I'm trying to do the math in my head myself.
You're right, too. I'm sorry. You know what I got that my mother just made? French meat pies. They just came out of the oven, dude. They're nice. They're sitting on the countertop, nice and warm. And come and get them, please. Chicken pot pie, too. She just told me.
Oh, there you go. It's definitely a pie kind of day. Pot pie, French meat pie. Today, that'd be a great thing to have today.
Yeah, you're right, man. And don't forget, it's Friday. I got fish. A lot of fish. Fish day. Cod fish. Fried fish. Whatever you want.
Octopus.
Sardines. Octopus. Yeah, there you go. You like octopus.
I do. I love it. All right. Well, you enjoy your time off and try to get some rest, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, well, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you later.
All right. That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Stop by, walk around, see all the great things they have. Take home something delicious, and you will make it your regular shopping destination. And I'm going to take one last break here, but I've got a little bit of time. If you want to get in the answer to the Fun Friday question, what is your hobby? It is brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford on Tarkiln Hill Road. You can stop by there and get some lunch today or this weekend or anytime. You can get two hot dogs, chips, and a drink for $5. Where can you get lunch for $5 anymore? But you can get it at D's. Let me take this break, and we'll be back to wrap things up. And we're just about out of time, but if you want to try to squeeze in a call, 508-996-0500. Let me check the app chats real quick. I want to thank Tony, though, for sending over that link. One of our writers is working on that, so hopefully we'll have that up for you soon. But also, check out the story about the baby bunnies in Acushnet at Pope Park. These baby rabbits are nestled in a nest at the base of the slide, and so that's why they're unable to have kids go on that slide for a couple of days. But you can see photos of the baby bunnies at WBSM.com and on the app. And I hope to see everybody at Stevie's today from 5 to 7. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, for our Halfway to Halloween event. Ghost stories with me, psychic readings with Stephanie, and sampling vodka, tequila, rum, all kinds of stuff. Scotch. So come on by and take part in that as well. It should be really fun. And thanks everybody who was concerned about the results of my little visit for the colonoscopy earlier this week at the hospital. All good. No cancer. So that's good. I'll go back in 5 years. And it was a little bit more of a concern because I'd had cancer before. So, but all good. So no worries there. Well, we can talk more about it in 5 years when I go back again. But also keep in mind, too, tomorrow is the launch of our new Saturday lineup, The Paul Santo Show, 7 a.m., 7 to 9, followed by Ken Pittman, 9 to noon, Jose Matos' Money Matters at noon, and then at 1 o'clock, Freedom Fools with Brian Thomas for 3 hours, replacing what was formerly the Best of Howie Carr in that time slot. Now you'll have 3 hours live and local, Brian Thomas with Freedom Fools, and that means starting Monday, the Freedom Fools program will just be a Saturday-only show, and Brian's Beat will be on Saturday weeknights, rather, from 6 to 7 p.m. So really, Brian's still here. It'll be the same show you've been listening to. It's just a little bit of a branding change to better fit the theme of the show each day. So that'll all be going down starting tomorrow right here on WBSM. And thank you all for always supporting all of our programming. We're always looking to, you know, add some things and give you more time to be able to call in and chime in on all the great stories of the day. Stay tuned because we've got South Coast Now coming your way with Chris McCarthy. His guest is going to be Maureen Boyle. They're going to be talking about whether or not there is a serial killer operating in New England. We talked about that a little bit earlier this week. But the real question here is, are they done finding bodies or will there be more? So not exactly a fun topic for me to end things on for Fun Friday. So let me just go back to telling you, get out to D's, get yourself some lunch there today or sometime this weekend. Tell them that you heard about it on WBSM and tell them, hey, thanks for sponsoring Fun Friday because we like having a break from all the stuff going on in the world.